Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
40 years ago yesterday, GP. I am old, by the way. That just throwing that out there just in general. But 40 years ago yesterday, on March 24th, 1984, five fictional students at Shermer High School in Shermer, Illinois, reported for an all-day detention on a Saturday. Brian Johnson, Andrew Clark, Allison Reynolds, Claire Standish, and John Bender. I am, of course, speaking of The Breakfast Club. One of the OG Brat Pack teen-style movies representing kind of, you know, what the angst was at the time. This is all high school kids going through like suburban high school drama. Like, so the whole point is they turned the casting on its head. They had all these guys and gals start in as these one-dimensional roles, right? You had the prissy princess, the jock, the rebel, the dork, the basket case, and Ally Sheedy's character. And then we find out that there's actually a lot more to each one of these kids as they, you know, are stuck together all day on a Saturday. Paul Gleason, who played Richard Vernon, the assistant principal, unfortunately has passed away over the last couple of years. But an unbelievable cast, a great flick that still holds up, in my humble opinion.
Such a good movie.
All-timer.
This was one of the first, like, my older brothers made me watch this movie. And I don't know, it had to be R-rated, right?
I think it's PG-13.
I'm pretty sure it's R because they curse a lot. I'd have to dig on that. But I remember
it is R-rated. Like, nailed it.
It is. So I think here's how I know, because I knew it was inappropriate for me. Like, I was watching it and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be watching this. It was just me and my brothers, and it's one of those movies. I was like probably 10 or 11, and I'm like, oh, this is a classic. All right, let's check this out. John Hughes, who wrote and directed that movie, is an all-timer. He gave me a lot of joy growing up. Uncle Buck, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
His catalog, by the way, A, slept on, B, terrific.
I mean, it's just Hall of Fame. All the Home Alone movies. I got to look this up before I say this, but I'm pretty sure he was involved in the movie. Heavyweights, that I really liked as a kid. But yes, I mean, just, he was 16 Candles. He wrote that. Vacation. You name it. In that era, he was probably involved in some way if it was a good comedy. Breakfast Club's an all-timer. I was wondering why. Somebody was talking about it earlier today online. I saw people were like naming the different characters and comparing them to people. I was like, whoa, this is a random thing. So 40-year anniversary?
40 years ago yesterday was the Breakfast Club date, so to speak, right? Because that's when it took place, obviously, mid-80s. That all had some reason to go to detention.
So you were not old enough to have seen it in theaters?
Definitely didn't see it in theaters, no. But it's one of those.
I'm jealous of people who did.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool to have a memory of being like a teenager who saw Breakfast Club in the movie theater. That's the kind of movie I would go to like Alamo Drafthouse tonight to watch in the theater, how they do the throwback movies.
Yeah.
Just to get
like eat some pretzels and fries or something like that.
100%.
All about it. I mean, because what was probably so amazing is, I don't know how you would do it now, but then they pretty much, again, got every sort of encapsulation of the characters you would see at high school.
Who's your character? Who's your guy that you like the most?
The guy that I identified with the most?
Honestly, identified. Who did you enjoy the most in the movie? I was a Brian Johnson guy.
That's because, you know, the nerd who was just trying to do the right thing.
Yes.
And then eventually, like, kind of comes around and writes it. So give me Andrew Clark, his turn. So that's Emilio Estevez's character. He initially is like the meatheadiest meathead, you know, like yelling at Bender, like, don't even look at her. She didn't even exist to you. You might as well be dead at this school. And then you find out more and more about the pressure that he's under. And his turn, I think, is probably the coolest.
You want to feel old?
Yeah.
Here's a picture of Anthony Michael Hall right now.
I mean, this is a he's probably in his 50s.
You're not ready for this, by the way.
Yeah, I can't. Turn it around.
I mean, that is.
Turn it back around.
We are cooked.
I can't. You mean that?
How are you still alive?
That gray-haired small-town mayor, that's Michael Anthony Hall.
That's Anthony Michael Hall, my guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.